let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Huntington from author F.A. Green is two stories set a century apart and take place in the same village near a city, designed for young readers but also receiving excellent reviews from older readers as well. F.A. Green was born in York, England toward the end of the Second World War. At school, she wrote stories for her friends. Frances spent her working life with children and young people, including blind and other special needs children. She's helped run Guides, Brownies, Rainbow's Guides, Boys Brigades, Red Cross, youth groups, and Sunday schools. F.A. Green, author of Huntington, our guest from the United Kingdom on today's This Week in America. Frances, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
I'm glad to be here. Thank you.
This is such an interesting book, the way you went about it, spanning centuries, and we'll talk about that during the course of the conversation today. But what inspired you to write the book? Where did the idea for the book Huntington come from?
What inspired me was, I'd like to say, just God, but my family had a part. What inspires me to write?
Yes. Well, yeah, to get you started writing that, what was the goal when you started writing Huntington? Talk about the goal, what you hope to accomplish by writing this book.
Hoped to sell as many books as I possibly can, but not for my glory, but for get God's message out.
Well, yes, and the book is Huntington by F.A. Green, our guest on the program. You, of course, will find this at Amazon, the usual places. You can link onto our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and be able to get information and link on as well. There are a lot of messages that you have in the book, and I just wondered what are some of the themes, some of the messages out of the book that you hope people will take away after reading the book.
Well, I hope they will find it exciting. And
yes, and I'm sure that will be the case. There's a great story there as well. I mentioned that a children's book, young adult type of audience, but adults are reading it and enjoying it. What is the target audience that you have for Huntington?
I'd say people who are young at heart.
Ah, okay. So I would enjoy that. Then that's good.
Just,
I like that.
Not just children.
Yes.
Just, if you're young at heart, I think you'll enjoy it.
Well, I think you will too, and that's why adults are looking at this and suddenly realizing I need to finish this book because this is really an interesting story here. Are there other books that you're working on that you would like to write?
I want to do another two books at least in the same series. Whether I get there or not, I don't know.
Well,
it depends whether I can get the money to get them done.
Well, yes, the money and the time to get these books done.
Yes, the time to get them done. Well, at the moment, I'm concentrating a lot on this one. And they're asking me to do things for this one.
Well, yes.
The other one's getting a bit neglected, but... I shall get back to it.
Yes, we need to get people to read and enjoy Huntington by our guest on the program, F.A. Green. The book's available the usual places. You can link onto our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and get information on the book. We've talked about it in general terms. Why do you think people should read your book, Huntington?
Oh, yes, it's a book that they'll enjoy reading. I hope it'll... they'll find it funny, and it'll help them to know how much God loves them.
Yes, that's one of the messages that you'll take out of reading Huntington by our guest on the program, F.A. Green. Again, I'll go back to that message, God's love, other messages throughout the book. What would you like readers to get out of the book? We've mentioned that several times. Is that sort of the key message in the book, God's love for them?
Yes, God's love for them, and how we must learn to forgive more. I don't think we're more prepared to... People must be punished rather than forgiven.
Well, that's interesting, and I guess that's one of the themes that you deal in the book, Huntington. Is that, again, something, an inspiration maybe that a reader will take away from reading the book?
I hope so.
Yeah, is forgiveness. How important is forgiveness? Because you're right, it's a lot easier to hold a grudge than it is to release yourself and somebody else through the power of forgiveness. That's very important, isn't it?
Yes, it's very important. It's one of the things that comes in the Lord's Prayer with a condition. It says, if you don't forgive, you will not be forgiven.
Yes, and sometimes we race over that and don't even think about those words, but it is so important.
We all learn the Lord's Prayer.
Yes.
And nearly all of us.
Well, yeah, and then you recite it sometimes at 100 miles an hour, and you've done it so many times, you really don't stop and reflect on the words that you're saying. So it is so important, the power of forgiveness. When you started writing this book, Huntington by F.A. Green, I mentioned this is a two-story set a century apart and take place in the same village near a city, the book designed for young readers and readers that are young at heart, so that's about everybody that would enjoy reading this book. What type of research did you have to do in preparation and in writing Huntington?
I quite like researching. I did a lot of my first book. No, I don't like history. I didn't like history at school. But I've come to like it since I've grown up. I like to learn about everyday things, like what people wear and what they did, what children played with and made, and the games they played. I like, rather than the battles they fought and the kings and the queens and that sort of thing.
Yes.
That's interesting enough, but it's not history. Not all of history, anyhow. It's much more of how they regarded the phone. And
yes.
I can remember my grandpa.
You make them people.
Picking up the phone and saying, shouting at it like the doctor does in the book.
Yes, it just it's very relatable. The book Huntington by F.A. Green, our guest on the program, talked about the research of the book, which is fascinating. And people will read the book; they get a sense of what life was like during these periods, but. How do you think the book will affect people? We mentioned forgiveness, which, if that's the one message they take away from this, it's worth reading the book. How else do you hope the book impacts people, affects other people?
Well, I hope they'll come to know God better, like I did. I spent most of my life going to churches that didn't really understand, and I didn't understand them.
Yes.
And then I went to a little church run by an American pastor, and I was there for about 15 years. And I learnt more in those 15 years than I've learnt all my life.
Yes.
It's the important things that you don't always pick up as you're going along. And also I've been more interested in reading and reading the Bible itself.
So that
and
is...
showed me how to read the Bible and what some of the words meant, and it was interesting to find out that there was no full stops and commas and anything like that in the Bible when it was first written. They had to put them all in.
That's interesting that it makes
a difference if you, when you think, when you're reading the Bible, if you just stop and think how that would sound if you put full stop in a different place or a comma in a different place. And it's surprising how different it sounds.
That's interesting. It almost sounds like it was a new experience then, reading the Bible after you learned how to read it properly.
Yes, yes. You read about it and you think about it. And then you read again and you think, oh, perhaps it's that way around.
That, yes, I wish I would have known this years ago when I was reading, but it gives you a whole new perspective. With us on the program, a couple minutes left in the show, F.A. Green, author of the book Huntington. You'll find that, of course, wherever books are sold. Francis coming to us from the United Kingdom. When you wrote Huntington, talk about developing the storyline and doing the parallel stories a century apart. How challenging was that approach in writing the book?
I didn't find it very challenging, actually. I don't know why particularly, but I wanted it to be different from any book I'd ever written or I'd ever read.
Yes.
And so this idea came to me. And I also wanted the children to have somebody. I like writing in the centuries ago, but I wanted the children to have somebody they could relate to as well.
Well, and they do in the book, and developing characters. Talk about how you went about that, coming up with the people that we read about in Huntington.
I like developing characters. I love making my own characters, and they seem to come to life after a while in the book.
Yes.
And they... if I'm not careful, they come where I'm going. I have to turn them around and say, no, you're going this way. Or I don't actually say that, of course.
But well, you're thinking that, so you might as well say it.
I'm thinking that. I don't want you going that way. Not yet.
That's interesting.
Or we might go that way.
You develop these characters.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you give them a mind of their own, and all of a sudden they take off and they're insubordinate. You've got to get them back in line. So,
yes.
That's interesting.
A lot of people find that. It's a strange
well, to you,
sensation, but it does happen.
Well, yes, it's your world you created. These are your people, and you know who these people are. A minute or so left. You talked about other books. What other book or books have you written?
I've written a book called Flight of a Kestrel. It was a long time ago when my two children were teenagers.
Interesting.
And things were an awful lot different. I didn't send things through the computer, we sent them through the post.
Interesting. And that book, I would assume, would still be available, Flight of the Kestrel.
I don't think you can get it now. I want to republish it, but again, it's...
Okay.
I must get a bit of money together to...
Well, if you have a copy of that, it's now a collector's item. So that's good news for people that have a copy of that. What are you working?
Oh, yes.
What are you working
yes,
on now? You mentioned
I've
that.
Got a copy.
Yes. Yes. Hang yes. on to that. Hang on to that copy. Don't sell it to anybody. Hang on to the original copy. We mentioned other books that you're working on, and those are sort of taking a back seat right now to Huntington. When do you think you'll be back and at least working on the other books?
Well, I try to fit them in now and then between everything.
Yes. Yeah, sometimes.
And I've got to about chapter 9, I think, so I'm not doing too badly.
Well, you're coming along with that, and hopefully that will be out. And we'll have a chance to talk about that as well. Our guest on the program has been F.A. Green, Francis Green, author of the book Huntington. You'll find it, of course, at Amazon, wherever books are sold. Link onto our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We'll have all the information there on Francis and her book Huntington, coming to us from the United Kingdom on today's program. Francis, a pleasure having you on the program. Good luck with getting the word out there on Huntington, and look forward to hopefully doing a follow-up on the next book in the series. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you very much.
It has been our pleasure.
For having me.
It is our pleasure. Frances Green, F.A. Green, that's how you'll find the book listed. Huntington is the name of the book. And you'll find all the information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.